The criminal world forces different masks on you. With each mask comes a new lie. When a mask falls away, so do the lies. As they peel off, you slowly begin to see the truth. When the final mask falls, that's when you bare your soul. And that is what I'm about to do.
As the days went by, Veronica and Jake saw each other more often. While their love blossomed, the master's suspicion grew. Something about Veronica's behavior had seemed off. So the master prepares an assignment, one that he designed to test Veronica's loyalty.
Hello?
We.
Master.
The next assignment's in 2 nights. Somewhat low-key, since we ripped the canvas on the previous one. Are you in?
Do I have a choice?
I'll see you in 2 days.
Veronica was leading a double life for the past few years. But ever since Jake came along, living the double life began to take its toll. And every time the master called, it was with hesitation and reluctance that Veronica answered. But whenever she was with Jake, it was an escape from the criminal life she led. The master's control was like a magnetic force that Veronica could not escape. But love can be an even greater force.
Hey, girl, what's up?
Hey, so I'm meeting Jake this evening at the Hanley Cafe. Can you send a truck or something to carry the paintings?
What? They're going on sale tonight?
Yep, that's right.
What I tell you? Ain't I the best friend on the planet? Got your artwork on sale and also got you a new boyfriend.
Well, that you did. Thank you, Shell.
Don't mention it. But wait, does this mean I get to be a bridesmaid in your wedding?
Talk to you later, Shell.
Bye.
Later that evening, Veronica arrives at Hanley Cafe with all the paintings.
Hi, is Jake in?
Yes, Miss Kilter.
Yeah, I'm here with the artwork that he requested.
Oh, yes, ma'am. This way, please.
Yeah. Hey, Mr. Lee, I'm gonna have to call you back real soon, all right? Sure, bye. Hey, gorgeous. Give me a kiss.
Missed me?
A lot.
I can see that.
So the artwork's here?
It's all being unloaded from the truck outside.
Amazing. I can't wait for people to see your artwork.
I know. I'm excited, too.
You should be. You deserve the spotlight. Hanley Cafe, opening art auction with the beautiful paintings of the even more beautiful Veronica Kilter.
You're so dramatic, but I love it.
Well, I did do theater when I was in school.
If you had pursued that, I think you'd be on Broadway by now, or maybe even Hollywood.
I couldn't act my way out of a wet paper bag. I'm just not good at faking things. I don't understand how people can easily lead double lives and whatnot.
You sound like you're angry at something or someone.
Oh, just the insurance guys. The banks have insurance in case a robbery happens. So I was on the phone with an agent, and he's very good at talking his way out of things.
What happened?
Well, we were supposed to be compensated because of the robbery. But because of some of these loopholes, they aren't wanting to pay. Well, that's business. I don't want to mix that up with some of the amazing stuff that we have here.
Right. Do you want to see the artwork?
Yes.
Elsewhere, the master prepares for the next assignment.
Tyler, is the canvas locked in?
Yes, master. You sure you want to hit this right now?
Yes.
All right. Is this a test? To test V?
I think you already know the answer.
Yeah, I do. Look, as much as I hate her, she's been part of the crew. I don't think she'd bail on us or anything, but I do know for sure she's serious with Hanley. And that she's not gonna want to do this.
You heard of pet snakes? Who are brought up and raised by their human masters? But one day, the snake's true nature appears and bites its master.
the very thing that took care of it all of its life. See, a snake is a snake. Its nature cannot be changed. V has always been rebellious. This is her chance to prove her loyalty.
You still suspect her for the Bitcoin failure?
I don't suspect anymore, Tyler. I will have my confirmation soon enough.
Well, my take on this is that the moment she knows what we're up to, she's not going to be very happy.
And that's when she'll have to decide.
Veronica goes to Jake's apartment for another session of lovemaking.
I've never felt that before.
Oh, I've mastered the art of the female orgasm.
That you have.
Tell me something.
What?
What, if anything, would make you stop loving me?
Is that even a question?
Just answer me.
Nothing, really. I've never met anyone like you, Veronica. Why'd you ask that?
Everyone's got a past, you know? And I don't think I've had an especially good one. I've made mistakes, Jake. Knowingly. Over and over.
Hey, that's all right. So have I.
No, I mean, things that people might consider really, really bad.
Do you want to share anything with me?
I don't know. I'm scared.
Of what?
Losing you? I think you'd leave me if you saw me. The real me.
Babe, this is the real you. And there's nothing that's going to keep me away from you.
You're so sweet.
Look, I know it sounds cheesy, but even if I lost my entire fortune or the world turns against you, I would still stand by your side. That's a promise.
Honestly?
I'm looking into your eyes, aren't I? You tell me.
You aren't the type of guy who'd play around. I know that. It's just that I get so insecure about myself when it comes to the past.
Hey, you're the most wonderful woman I've ever met. I was like, how in the hell did no man manage to get her? I was like, a woman like that must either have a bunch of boyfriends or none at all.
You were right about the latter.
And I'm glad about that.
I'm all yours, if you want me.
I'll always want you. For breakfast, brunch, lunch, dinner, and dessert.
How do I even deserve you? I wish I could tell you everything.
Then do, but in your own time. I can wait. Something on your mind?
Yeah.
What?
You.
Come here.
Two days later, Veronica hesitantly goes in for the assignment. When she arrives at the master's garage, she immediately feels a difference in the atmosphere. Tyler looks at her funny. The master is nowhere to be seen. Some of the other crew are either over-polite or ignore her completely. A woman such as Veronica, with the experience behind her, immediately knew something was wrong the moment she stepped inside.
Tyler?
Yeah?
Where's the master?
He'll be back.
Is he in his office?
Don't know. Said he'll be back to brief us on the assignment.
I got the transfer from the other day. Thanks for that.
Yeah, sure. No worries.
Everyone.
As Veronica turns around, she sees the master's eyes locked on her, but quickly switch to the rest of the room.
The assignment tonight is Loki. It's Loki, which means that it requires stealth. But Loki does not mean that it isn't important.
Veronica notices as some of the crew throw glances in her direction, as if they knew something she didn't.
V will take point tonight. V, you will lead teams of three into the canvas. Silent, stealthily, no tripping any alarms. The usual.
Okay.
Once you are inside, you are to locate the Necklace of Nova. It is within a fortified vault kept in the canvas. The room in which it is kept belongs to someone we sort of bumped shoulders with in our previous assignment. we weren't lucky enough to completely obtain what his company owed us due to, let's just say, some technical failure. So instead, we are taking something he keeps in his possession, a gift that he intends to present to his mother on her upcoming 76th birthday.
As the master talks, Veronica's gut churns uncomfortably.
What is the canvas, master?
The Hanley Mansion.
Veronica feels all the eyes in the room suddenly fall on her. She stands surprised, but not surprised, with a look of anger overtaking her.
Something the matter, V?
Why Hanley?
I'm sorry. When have you ever asked why before?
Because this isn't suspicious at all.
Suspicious? Of what?
For the last week, you've had me trailed. I've had no privacy. All my movements were monitored. Who I went out with, where I was, everything.
Is that a problem? We monitor everyone.
It is a problem. You know why? Because I've done everything you've ever asked of me. Everything you ever wanted. I've always been grateful to you for everything you've done for me, but I've done my part and more. And for the first time in so many years, I find someone that I am truly happy with, and then you ask me to rob him?
Watch your next words carefully, V.
How evil are you?
Silence!
I won't do it.
Sorry, bit hard of hearing. What did you say?
I won't do it.
So, it is as I suspected. This bitch has some balls to bark at her master.
You aren't really anyone's master. Definitely not mine.
Tell me, who saved you that night when you were lying on the road? Broken, beaten, and raped by those men? Who found you, trained you, and gave you the chance to get your revenge? Who gave you the purpose to live life again?
You did. But...
there are no buts. You owe me your life. You would have died if it wasn't for me. You'd be a pile of bones rotting away in some graveyard. Not painting artwork for galleries. Not earning hundreds of thousands. And not with Jake Hanley every other day. You put your hands on the master? I should kill you.
Oh, so y'all going to shoot me? Huh, Tyler? Kendall? I quit. There's your jacket. That's what makes me part of this group, right? Well, that's the end of it. I'm done.
No one is ever done. Once you're in, you can't get out.
What are you gonna do? If you want to kill me, kill me. I wouldn't be surprised. According to you, anyways, I should be dead already, so why don't you do it now?
Walk away, we.
Bet your ass I will.
Veronica had chosen. She had made her decision and executed it. And in doing so, she had written not only her fate, but also that of Jake's. And when the master spoke next, it was to execute his plan for Veronica.
Prepare the evidence.
As Veronica walked back home, little did she know that life as she knew it was ending. Elsewhere, the master was carrying out his plan and also planting the seeds that would topple Veronica's existence over.
There you are.
Rochelle, oh my goodness, you scared me.
Whoops, sorry. Where have you been? I've been calling you for the past 2 hours.
Oh, my phone. Damn, I must have dropped it.
You're drenched. What happened?
Went out for a walk, and it started raining. How did you get in here? Is everything okay?
I have the keys to your place, remember?
Oh, right.
I come and go as I please. Yeah, everything's fine. I just came here to tell you that two of your paintings sold this morning.
What? That quickly?
As Jake said, there's some really influential people coming in there.
Who bought them?
The ambassador of Hungary and the CEO of some Fortune 500 company.
Oh, wow.
I'll leave the checks on the table.
Thanks, Rochelle.
Everything all right? You don't seem too well.
Yeah, no, I'm all right. just had a bad day.
Everything okay with Jake?
Yeah. Yeah, it's got nothing to do with him. Actually, we're great. Just some stupid client. But this is great news. I'm so happy that this worked out. Thanks again, Shell.
Anything for you, girl. But bitch, you better make sure I end up as one of your bridesmaids.
Although Veronica laughed with Rochelle, her mind was constantly on the upcoming assignment at the Hanley Mansion. That night, she decided to tip the police. Visiting a payphone at the end of her street, Veronica made the call.
911, what is your emergency?
Hi. I'd like to report an impending robbery.
What kind?
I just want to let you know that the Hanley Mansion is going to be robbed tonight at 2 a.m. Robbers intend to steal the Diamond of Nova.
Veronica quickly heads back home and begins hacking. Not any bank, but the master's systems. Before long, Veronica had wiped out any traces linking her to the master's crew. Little did she know that it would be of little avail in the grand scheme of things. As the next morning hits, Veronica has a sense of urgency. Instead of her usual morning workout routine, she decides to go to the Hanley Cafe.
Hi. Is Mr. Hanley in?
Actually, no, ma'am. He's out at his mansion.
Is everything all right?
Yes, ma'am, but a bunch of robbers attempted to break into his mansion last night. It's on the news report on TV right now. Look.
The robbers attempted to enter the mansion through a window, but unluckily for them, the security at the Hanley Mansion was top-notch. The robbers were caught and handed over to the police, who were not too far off. It is suspected that the robbers were after some jewelry, which is valued at over $500,000.
Wow. $500,000 of jewelry.
Well, I just came with two more pieces of art to replace the ones that were bought yesterday.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Bring them this way.
Veronica handed over her new paintings and headed back home. Her mind was at ease for a moment, but she still worried whether or not the master had been caught. She browsed news reports in the internet for any information, but there was no mention of more than three robbers who were caught. Surely, the master had escaped with part of his crew. This worried Veronica. There was no way for them to link her tipping off the assignment, but she knew that she had caused a scene with the master, one he wouldn't let go lightly. And so that night, she decided to tell Jake the truth.
Hey, babe.
I heard you were busy all day with stuff at the mansion.
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't return your calls. It's been a crazy day.
I can imagine.
How was yours?
It was okay. But I did hand over two new paintings to the cafe.
Oh, yeah, my assistant told me. Thank you.
No, thank you. I never expected my paintings to sell that fast.
Well, you create the dopest stuff on canvas, babe. How can someone with cash not want to buy them?
Babe, there's something I want to talk to you about.
What is it?
Can you promise me something?
Anything.
When my story is done, if you want to leave me, please tell me. Be honest. It might hurt me, but it would hurt me more to know you were lying.
I'm always honest.
Jake.
I promise.
Where do I begin? 7 years ago, I got in with some bad people.
And so Veronica narrates her life story to Jake, of her upbringing, her lost inheritance, her rape, and the master finding her and bringing her into the criminal world. All the while, Jake listens. The shock on his face is evident. As Veronica sees it, tears begin streaming down her face. It's the first time she cries in front of him. She feels vulnerable.
Babe, please, go on. I need to hear this.
Are you sure? Because I feel like I'm losing you.
Despite Veronica's guilt, worry, and shame, Jake puts his arms around her and takes her to the bedroom. There, Veronica completes her story. She tells him about her role in the master's plan, about the assignments she's carried out. that none of it was against her will, that she did it all willingly, and that she even enjoyed it.
Okay. What made you abandon them?
You. I wanted to leave that life after our very first date.
Veronica recounts her feelings, how her guilt and shame sprang to the surface at having to lie to the man that she loved. Slowly, she bears it all. She tells him that she was part of the Bitcoin heist and seeing his company name made her terminate the transfer, and that she was the one who tipped off the police about the mansion robbery. Her mask comes off, piece by piece. And finally, Veronica unmasked her soul.
So, yeah. That's my story.
Wow.
Wow?
Yeah, that's quite a story.
Aren't you disgusted with me?
No.
Why not?
Because your mask has completely come off. You came clean, babe. I mean, sure, you did some evil things, but that wasn't you. When I told you that this is the real you, I wasn't lying. This is who you are. Not the person who stole and did all that evil stuff. This is the Veronica I know. The real Veronica Kilter.
Don't you want to leave me?
No. Not even if you told me something worse than what you already have.
Oh, Jake.
As Veronica cries tears of relief, she buries her head in Jake's chest. Jake cradles her slowly and kisses her.
Jake, I'm scared.
Of what, babe? Everything's over now.
No. The Master. He doesn't forgive easily. He's still out there. And he knows you. I'm scared for you, Jake.
Babe, say hello to my little friend. Like nothing's gonna happen to me or to you. I promise. All right?
What are you going to do with that thing?
This is all the protection I need. Who is it?
Let me see. Oh, it's Rochelle. Hello?
Veronica, I'm so glad you answered. Have you heard the news?
What? No?
Turn on the TV, Channel 5.
Babe, can we turn on the TV? Channel 5.
Yeah, sure.
Reports are coming in that most of these robberies in the past 5 years were headed by Veronica Kilter, a 28-year-old Atlanta resident. Cash found in her apartment links her to last month's robbery. In a breaking news...
The Master?
Yeah.
This is bad. He's framing you.
What do I do? What do I do?
Hey, babe.
What?
We'll figure it out, okay? We will figure it out, please. Be calm.
How can I be calm? My name is all over the news. There's probably a warrant for my arrest.
Let's just take some time to think about this. I'll call my lawyers.
And tell them what?
Police, put your hands up. Veronica Kilter, we have a warrant for your arrest.
At that moment, Veronica's entire world turned upside down. She knew she could easily disarm these three officers, maybe even kill them. But her worry was Jake, and so without any resistance, Veronica puts her hands up and behind her head.
Hey, you can't come in here like this. This is a private apartment.
Jake jumps up and stands in between Veronica and the police officers.
The judge has signed a warrant for the arrest of Veronica Kilter.
Jake, it's all right.
Mr. Hanley, please step aside, sir.
Jake, please.
Sir, you could be charged with obstruction of justice, so I repeat, please step aside.
Jake, it's all right. I'll be all right.
Babe, I'm gonna get this sorted out, all right? You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used
against you. And so begins Veronica's stint in jail. But moreover, her name is now in the media. Tabloids gossip about her relationship with Jake Hanley, inventing scandalous stories, some even funded by the Master's money. In a way, Veronica knew this was coming. She knew she couldn't expect any less from someone like the Master, a spider at the center of his web.
Mr. Hanley, you have 15 minutes with Miss Kilter.
Thanks.
Hey, Hanley.
some?
Babe? Baby, I'm so sorry I couldn't come sooner.
Don't apologize. I know you were busy with the lawyers. They came, and Mrs. Temple is pretty good. She says the hearing's gonna be next week.
Yeah. How are they treating you in there?
Not too bad.
What happened?
What? Nothing happened.
Well, then why are your knuckles bruised?
Oh, it's nothing. A couple inmates mysteriously broke their noses.
There's so much more to you than meets the eye, huh? You gotta teach me some martial arts when you get out.
I'll teach you that and more.
I miss you.
I miss you more. I deserve all this.
Babe, don't say that.
All the media attention, all the defaming, all the rumors. But you don't.
I'm in this with you. We're in this together.
Your businesses have gone down all because of this. I'm not a good person, Jake.
You are to me. I'm gonna clear your name, babe.
Clear my name?
I've hired a private investigator.
What? Why?
Look, the evidence against you is strong, but if we're gonna get you out of this, we just have to play the game by the rules. It's not gonna be easy, but once we bail you out, we're gonna need some help to investigate and clear your name.
I'm confused.
Veronica, let me do my magic, okay?
All right.
Hey.
Yeah?
I love you more than you know.
I love you too. More than you do.
Nah, I'm sure I love you more.
That's the first time I've probably laughed in days.
When you're out of here, I'm taking you to the Caribbean.
I've always wanted to go to the tropics.
You name a place, we'll go.
The Caribbean sounds good right about now. Anywhere till the public forgets this.
They'll forget sooner than you think. All it takes is for some celebrity sex tape to leak, and this will be in the rear window.
Mr. Hanley, your time's up.
Babe, hang in there, all right? Just be safe.
I will.
I love you.
I love you too.
And so, Veronica goes back to her cell. As she lays in her bunk, she smiles. Her soul has come clean, and as Jake said, so has her mask. Veronica takes refuge in knowing that she made the right choice, and that Jake had chosen her, even with all the baggage that came with her. And for her, that was enough for now. The case to prove Veronica's innocence had just begun. But elsewhere, the master was watching everything, patiently waiting, like a spider in the middle of a web.